the trucker as a leading indicator. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, to U.S. policy on immigration going forward after the Supreme Court last week determined that the Biden administration can reverse a program from the Trump era requiring asylum seekers to wait in Mexico. Most of those waiting for U.S. courts to review their applications were from Central and South America. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh said the Supreme Court's ruling in Biden versus Texas addressed a legal problem, not a political one. Stephen Yale Lair teaches immigration law at Cornell.
The court recognized that this is really part of a bigger political problem of not enough funding for our broken immigration system.
The idea behind the Remain in Mexico policy was to discourage immigration. It also meant border states wouldn't have to process and house as many migrants. But that forced thousands of people, including those with valid asylum claims, into dangerous conditions at the Mexican border. Avidan Cover teaches human rights law at Case Western Reserve University. He says the Biden administration has to replace Remain in Mexico with something.
Whatever the mandate is to detain individuals, if there isn't sufficient funding to ensure that there are both sufficient capacity and, of course, humane capacity, then the executive branch needs to look for other options.
The Department of Homeland Security processed more than 670,000 people last year along the southern border. It only had the capacity to detain about 34,000. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Although Congress recently extended this asylum arrangement, the Biden administration could end the program right away if it chooses to do so, according to experts. The U.S. and China held a virtual call early this morning, Washington time, on what are being called big-picture economic issues. This amid published reports that President Biden could soon roll back tariffs on Chinese imports in an effort to ease inflation. The BBC's Zhao De Silva reports.
It appears the U.S. and China are getting ready to at least ease some of the tension that we've seen in relations between the world's two largest economies since 2018. According to a statement released by the Chinese side, the video call between China's Vice Premier Liu He and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen was by and large constructive. Liu He called for the lifting of U.S. sanctions and tariffs, as well as for the fair treatment of Chinese companies. In similar fashion, the Treasury Department has said that Yellen raised concerns about what the U.S. describes as unfair, non-market economic practices by China.
Zhao De Silva, BBC. Adding to summer air travel challenges, the Scandinavian airline SAS today filed for bankruptcy protection, this one day after its pilots went on strike. SAS has been losing money, and the company says the filing in New York will help it reorganize, a process that could take a year. Let's take the economic pulse, regular checkups from a range of perspectives. Today, a man who was a truck driver for more than 20 years. Louis Pugh is now Executive Vice President of the Owner Operator Independent Driver Association. Mr. Pugh, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So the economy surged coming out of the depths of COVID, and there was a surge in hiring for truck drivers. I've seen these offers of pay for people who drive for the bigger companies. They seem to be getting sweeter by the day. How's it going now from your perspective as we get into high summer?
Well, you are correct. It did surge, and truckers probably over the last year and a half since the first glut of COVID have probably, in most reports, made more than they've ever made. Of course, with inflation starting to rise and the economy slowing some, the worm is turning now and with the price of fuel and stuff. And yeah, as far as drivers, some carriers have upped their game. We still think they need to up it a lot more. Driver salaries especially have not kept up with inflation since the 1970s.
Let's get back to this point that you made about maybe the worm is turning now. There's a lot of people trying to figure out if what the central bankers are doing, the Fed with higher interest rates, is beginning to slow growth in the economy, because that is the plan. That's what they're trying to do, to wipe out inflation. Do you think the truckers are beginning to see that we've come down the other side from the boom, or is it still running pretty hot?
Yeah, especially the spot market, or the people use the brokers, the spot market. Those guys are already starting to see it. We're hearing lots of guys calling in here with a lot lower rates on the spot market. And my experience is almost 25 years of owning my own truck and being in the business. Seems like truckers are a good barometer of the economy, because usually you feel the economy getting worse before anybody else really does. And then you feel the economy start to get better before anyone else does, because they're kind of out there on the front line in the shipping chain.
So in the spot market for this, you are seeing a little bit of slowing here.
Yeah, we're seeing quite a bit of slowing in the spot market. I think probably it's kind of a twofold thing. One, with the economy slowing, that's going to make the spot market go down just naturally. But also, I think with trucking being so high, sometimes brokers, their contracts are for less than what they can get stuff moved for. I think that's kind of what we saw after COVID, the first glut in COVID. And so brokers were taken out of their own pocket to get their freight moved. And so they're probably trying to gain some of their losses back.
Louis Pugh is a former truck driver and executive vice president of the Owner Operator Independent Driver Association. Mr. Pugh, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. It's been my pleasure.
Pugh sold his own big rig back in 2018.
And I kept my truck for about a year because I wasn't sure if I could drive a desk or not.
How many of us also drive for a living if driving a desk counts? Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.